This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Cornette comes out and Hart drives right at him. Cornette with his third block. Brunson driving in on right. Another rejection. Cornette's got five. Brown will take it in.
Cornette has been absolutely great.
And it'll be doubled. Another block for Cornette. Throws himself into the stands to keep it. Rejected. Cornette. He is a one-man wrecking crew. The Celtics win it by 25. And remain alive. The defending champs will go to New York and play the Knicks in Game 6.
High noon, Jones and Keefe. Celtics still alive. We're breaking it down on WEEI. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. We'll go on the clock momentarily, give you 60 seconds each on the Patriots' schedule, win, loss, the whole thing, how many wins for the Patriots this year, released last night, more nationally televised games than I would have expected. So we'll do that with all your phone calls. Again, 617-779-7937. They win, Keith, 127-102. It looks very different without Jason Tatum out there. Stop me if you heard this before. They're 2-0 this postseason.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard that anywhere.
They've won 1,000% of their games in the history of Jason Tatum's career when he does not play in a postseason game. How did they get it done last night?
Well, the on offense, they were zipping the ball all around. And I give Jaylen Brown a ton of credit because I wasn't entirely sure he had that in him. Like I we know he can score. He was the finals MVP, for God's sakes. He was all NBA second team a couple years ago. So we know he's a great player, but 12 assists to 2 turnovers, passing up some open threes in order to get better shots for either himself or better shots for teammates. So I thought Jaylen Brown played the exact game they needed him to play. I thought Derek White more than stepped up and was drilling a high percentage of threes. A lot of times when we talk about the Celtics, it is as simple as were they making them that night or were they missing them? Well, they were making them that night. And then the Luke Kornet game. You add up those three things. Jaylen Brown, almost a perfect game, both ends of the floor. Derek White hitting threes and Luke Kornet blacking out and playing the best game of his life. Like those three things also factored into the Knicks in the second half struggling. I give the Celtics credit for how they played defensively there too. But you add all that up, the home crowd behind you, boom, you got to win for game 6.
So we got a caller earlier who said that was a stress-free game.
Well, no.
I couldn't disagree more. The first half, you were down 9. The Knicks were shooting great in the opening half. Josh Hart couldn't miss a 3 in the first half. The Celtics went in. They regrouped at halftime. Mazzulla sat down Porzingis, I think he's doing him a solid by saying he couldn't breathe out there. If he really couldn't breathe, he's not going to be cleared. You wouldn't say you'd go to him in an emergency situation. So I think Mazzulla looked at it and said he's not himself. I mean, clearly he's dealing with something, but he's not himself. We're not playing him. We're going with Kornet. That was a significant adjustment. He was unbelievable all night, Keith, but that third quarter, he played the whole third quarter. He was grabbing rebounds. He was scoring, dunking, and he was swatting everything in sight. And I also think Jaylen came out and defended in that quarter. I do think it started with his defense. Mazzulla singled out him diving on the sideline for a loose ball that led to a run out going the other way as the play that changed the tenor. They outscored the Knicks 32-17. And look, they shot well. I mean, they made 22 threes last night. The assist total is going to be up. You said it earlier. Jalen was 12 assists against 2 turnovers. The team was 27 against 8 last night. When you're making threes like crazy, 45% clip and 22 of them, you're going to have a lot of assists. But I do think that speaks to the ball moving. I think they play differently without Tatum. That does not make them better without Tatum. They're a true championship contender, maybe the championship favorite with Tatum. Without him, I think they have enough to beat New York. Let's see. I think they have enough to beat the Pacers. Let's see. So I think they're still a very, very, very talented, very, very good team without Tatum. People have brought this up to me. They have a 15-4 record without Jaylen Brown. That speaks to their overall talent and their ability this year. So I think they have enough to beat New York. I expected them to win last night. I would have been disappointed in them if they didn't win last night. The question is now, can you go on the road and do it at MSG? That's going to be a different animal.
Yeah.
New York is going to have to answer the bell. They're going to need that game much more than they needed Game 5. Both teams, obviously, are going to need Game 6 at MSG tomorrow night. Can the Knicks deal with the pressure? Can the Celtics put up the type of performance they did last night at home on the road? These are all questions we don't know the answer to yet, but I would bet on the Celtics tomorrow. I would.
Man, I hope you're right. I can't, at least not, maybe tomorrow, maybe one more sleep on it. I'll change my mind. But I just think all the guys for the Celtics, with the exception of Porzingis, which they rectified in the second half, all played either very well or great, or in some cases their best game ever. Whereas the Knicks, everybody played average to bad. Right, OG Anunoby was awful offensively. Mikal Bridges, who has had a few moments in wins for the Knicks where you're like, oh, this guy's doing it. He didn't have any of that last night. So Bridges and Anunoby were terrible. Jalen Brunson committed 5 fouls in the third quarter alone. And then Karl-Anthony Towns, kind of a non-factor. I mean, I guess the one thing they had going for him was Mitchell Robinson hit his free throws. So, yeah, like that one thing.
I mean, Robinson.
And he played well.
Robinson was good. I thought Hart was really good last night.
But, like, offensively, they didn't have it. Even though they ended up scoring, breaking 100, but, like, whatever. The game was over in the fourth quarter. I think a lot of those guys are going to play better tomorrow. Well, and I'm not as confident that all the Celtics are going to be able to play like they did last night tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the old adage in the NBA, and it's a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. Like, the role players tend to play worse on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hasn't always held. Anunoby was great in game one.
No, Pritchard had a good road game, so it happens.
But largely, their role players kind of stunk last night at the Garden. Their best players were in foul trouble, and you'd expect the Celtics role players to drop off a little bit at MSG and those guys to be better. So that is what the Celtics are going to be dealing
with. Or they just shoot a lower percentage, right?
Exactly.
And that's part of them not playing as well. But even a guy like Derek White, who has now emerged as probably your second best player, with Tatum out and Porzingis can't count on, White's probably your second best guy, and he made over 50% of his threes. So if that happens again, then yeah, I like their chances a little bit more. I'm not sure we're going to see it that way.
So in some ways, I expected what we saw last night, but it's not exactly how I expected it to go down. I thought the Celtics would start more on time than they did. They were down 9 in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. The Knicks were shooting the lights out. It was a tie game at halftime. They were losing after the first quarter. I didn't expect it to play out that way. I fully expected Towns and Brunson to get in foul trouble last night, but Brunson had 0 fouls at halftime.
Yeah.
He had and 5 then, in the third quarter.
And then it went nuts. Yeah, 5 in the quarter.
And then he fouled out in the fourth quarter. So it's not exactly how I expected it to go. I said this earlier. If the game follows the same script, where you're losing after one, the Knicks are up 9 in the second quarter, Knicks are playing great offensively, you're not getting those guys in early foul trouble,
yeah,
the Knicks are going to win that game at home. You got to get, and Towns kind of does it to himself a lot, you got to get those guys in foul trouble early and play them off the floor. You're down Tatum. You're probably going to be down Porzingis as well. So how do you take some of their talent off the floor? You get them in foul trouble. And I think Jalen ultimately did that in the second half. I don't know that you can wait tomorrow night in Game 6.
But I do think now the Knicks are going to be like, holy crap. Like, this is we're supposed to win this series now.
I mean,
look,
you see this sometimes. The celebrities are going to be in the building.
Oh, yeah,
It's a huge
there last night.
It's a huge game. The pressure has shifted to them. They're now the hunted team.
Yeah.
They're the team that's expected to win. I'm not sure New York can deal with that. We're going to find out.
Yeah.
I'm not positive they can handle that pressure.
As it relates to Tatum, something I was thinking of too, like, I like the Celtics to dominate the series, and obviously that hasn't happened. And we talk about, like, the roster and comparing, player to player, coach to coach, all that. If they had started the series with no Jason Tatum. And you're like, hey, he got hurt in the Magic series. You don't have him for this whole series. I probably would have taken the Celtics still, but right. It would have been like 6 or 7 games.
Right. The problem is
you're already down 3-1 when there's you don't
no,
have them.
So, there's no room for error.
Because like even if you predicted them to win and you thought they were a better team minus Tatum, were they going to win 3 in a row at any point in that series? Like probably not if you're picking them to win in 6 or 7.
So I totally get that.
Yeah, yeah.
And if the Celtics come back to beat the Knicks, will you pick them against Indiana?
Yes.
Right.
And I said that even before game five. I was like, if they win 3 in a row and show you that they can do it.
Same kind of logic.
It was like what we were saying with the Warriors. I didn't pick the Warriors to do much after they traded for Butler. And I wasn't really putting them on my list of teams that I was worried about. However, if they found a way to get out of the Western Conference, then you would have been like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And I think, and obviously that hasn't happened and they're eliminated. But I think the same thing, the Pacers are probably thinking the same thing. They're like, oh, like no Tatum. That looks like a path for us. But wait a minute, if they just beat the Knicks 3 straight games, oh crap, maybe they are pretty good.
If you start level,
yeah.
I would pick the Celtics head-to-head against New York. I would pick them head-to-head against Indiana. I wasn't picking the Celtics in the series. Yeah, I picked them to win game 5,
but
I wasn't picking them yet. I'm now picking
them. How good. But also, no Tatum Porzingis, because that was the other thing. We were saying, like, I wasn't expecting much out of Porzingis, but he was at least still playing. They played their best basketball with him pinned to the bench. And so now that sort of changes the equation a little bit, too. It's like, all right, you have no Tatum, no Porzingis, and you got to win 2 in a row.
617-779-7937. Let's hit the phones before we go on the clock.
All right.
And go through game by game with the Patriots schedule. Keith is ready. I'm ready. 60
right
seconds
here.
Each. Our buddy Big Head Tony is in West Springfield.
All right,
what's
Big
up,
Head?
Tony?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, give me a few seconds for this. Let me complete my thought. But the best depth in the league, we've heard that all year, right? It's a good problem to have, best problem to have, right? You got all these guys waiting for chances, limited minutes. You know, Tatum's 40-plus minutes are going to these guys. So you saw that tonight, last night with Cornette. You've seen it with Pritchard all year. You got all this bottled-up hunger with all these guys, right? So addition by subtraction, not that the team is more talented without Tatum, but they're playing more like the 04 Pistons, more like the 2000 Spurs, selfless. And, you know, the chemistry is just – it's a shakeup.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far. Addition by subtraction?
No. And I don't know if he even meant it that way, because he's like, ah, oh, well, it doesn't mean they're better. So I wouldn't go
there. He said he doesn't
there.
Mean they're more talented.
They're not more talented, but...
And I also don't think they're better, but are they good enough to beat the Knicks without him? I think yes.
And is it a little bit sort of like what the Pacers have been able to do? Now, I think Halliburton's a great player, but like you look at... They start Nembhard and Nesmith, Turner. Like, it's not an amazing
group. Much more
group,
balanced.
But they play really well together,
yep.
And maybe you're seeing that with this group, and... I mean, I think you do need, like, if Luke Kornet doesn't play well, I don't know. Like, I think we're talking about, I feel a little bit more confident because you had that. So you lose two guys, and it's not like you're just rolling out, like, more Sam Hauser. Like, he was pretty significant because it was unexpected. Like, we've seen, you know, maybe a play or two or a block or two, but not 7 blocks.
No.
A reverse dunk and a
no,
bunch
this
of boards.
This was a Shrek donkey game. This was Kelly
was
Olynyk
awesome.
In game 7.
Yep.
This was one of those. And those weren't teams that won the title, but this was one of those last night for Kornet. So that's one of the stories we're discussing here today on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. To talk Celtics, we can also talk Patriots schedule. It came out last night. We really haven't talked much about it yet to this point. Let's go through, Keith, game by game, 60 seconds each. We'll go
it.
On the clock.
Yes.
We do it every Thursday at high noon. Patriots schedule. Let me take this one first.
You want to go first?
If you don't mind.
Oh, please.
Put me on the clock, 60 seconds. Okay, Pat's schedule breakdown in just 60 seconds. Home opener. Patriots are going to beat the Raiders. Brady in the building. McDaniels against his former team. That's a W for the Pats. However, first road game, they're going to lose at Miami. Don't play well in Florida in the heat. They are going to come home and win back-to-back home games. Pittsburgh and Carolina. Win-win. Then they get 3 straight road games. Bills on Sunday Night Football. That one's a loss, obviously. But they're going to beat the Saints and the Titans. They're going to split their next 2 at home. A win over Cleveland. A loss to the Atlanta Falcons. I think they're tougher than you do, Keith. They're going to lose at Tampa to Keith's guy,
yeah.
Baker Mayfield. They're going to return home and beat the Jets on a short week, Thursday Night Football. They're going to have a long layoff to play Cincinnati, who they beat a year ago, but they lose to the Bengals. They're then going to come back home, win on Monday Night Football against the Giants. Then they have a nice time to stretch out their legs on the bye. Final stretch, back-to-back losses, Buffalo and Baltimore. They head to New York. They beat the Jets. They drop the home finale at home against the Dolphins, 9-8. They're in the wild card mix. I think they're a playoff team.
Wow.
Duck
nine
boats.
And nine wow. and eight. Not quite duck boats, Keith.
All right, let's see how we can do.
That's an easy schedule.
It's not bad.
Okay.
See if my voice can hold up for this.
Let's toss Keith on the clock. 60 seconds. Go.
All right, I have the Patriots winning the opener. You welcome Tom Brady back. You say, hey, look at this. Tom Brady owns the team, and you beat him. You beat the Raiders. You're up. You're 1-0 to start the year. You go down to Miami, where even Tom Brady couldn't beat him, so you lose that one. You're 1-1. You play Pittsburgh. Who knows who their quarterback's going to be, so now you're 2-1. Carolina, they stink. You're going to be 3-1. At the Bills, no shame in that. You're 3-2. This next stretch, they're going to go on a four-game winning streak. They're going to face three rookie quarterbacks and Michael Penix. You're going to get Shuck at New Orleans, Cam Ward with Tennessee, either Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel at Cleveland, and Penix with Atlanta. So you're now 7-2. You're going to lose to Baker Mayfield. Just tip your cap to him because he's an elite player. You're going to beat New York at home. You're going to lose at Cincinnati. You're going to beat the Giants on Monday Night Football. So now you're 9-4 going into the bye. Unfortunately, three straight losses are in front of you. Bills at Ravens, at Jets, but you win the final game of the season against the Dolphins, 10-7 wild card.
Wow.
Duck boats. We were more similar than I thought.
Yeah, me too. I mean, well,
I mean, we did tear them the other day.
Our games were different. I thought there was potential you were going 14-15 wins the way you were talking over there.
No, I was shocked because all along I was like, well, they won four last year. They could win eight this year. Like, yeah. But then when you really look at it, you're like, I can't pick them to lose to Carolina.
No.
I can't pick them to lose to the Giants. Like, they have a lot. That's the best schedule you could ask for. It is funny, though, the toughest games are at the end.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's a chance you hit your bye week with a crazy good record, and you could lose out no problem.
I mean, Buffalo-Baltimore at the Jets is the worst place to play them, and then you get Miami, who has kind of owned you the last few years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not great.
Although that could be a cold game. You'll be home for that one.
That's true. That usually does work out in their favor historically. So you have 10 wins in the playoffs. I have 9 and in the playoffs. That's close, though.
Yeah, that's going to be tiebreakers, right? There's going to be some other team. So like, if you look at that list.
The Bengals last year were 9-8, didn't get in on a tiebreaker.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that game against Cincinnati could come down to it, right? The game after Thanksgiving, they play Cincinnati. No, but it is, there's a stretch there where I think if you think they're going to make the playoffs, like you and I both do, the first 9 games of the year, you got to kind of pile up wins. Yeah, I have them at 7-2.
You have them 7-2. I have them 6-3 through Atlanta. What week is that?
Atlanta's week 9.
Yeah, so I have them 6-3.
So they don't have the bye until week 14. So it's a late bye on that one. At Miami early in the season, you know, whatever. Pittsburgh is an interesting one because, like, we don't know who the quarterback is. That could be a wide range there. You mentioned more primetime games. So they play Sunday night against the Bills. They play Thursday night against the Jets. They play Monday night against the Giants.
I got them 2-1 in the primetime games. I did not expect three primetime games for them.
Neither
so that's a good sign. That means the league thinks you're a little more watchable and interesting than maybe we thought.
Right. One of them with the Giants, like, you're actually carrying that game.
Yeah.
I didn't even mention you have both a McDaniels and a Vrabel revenge game.
I was going to say the Raiders Titans. The Vrabel game at Tennessee is a lock.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're probably both maybe a little too cavalier about that Raiders game. That might be a more difficult game than we're giving it credit for.
Oh, yeah.
But
no,
I marked it down as a win.
Worst case.
Start the year at home. You beat the Bengals week one last year.
Worst case slash, like, realistic outcome, I guess, could be 0-3 because if you lose to the Raiders in, like, a hard fought game,
we both think you're losing week two.
And then Pittsburgh's more of a coin toss game.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's another one. I'm not afraid of Aaron Rodgers. I'm not.
Excuse me.
That's at home. So I don't know. I think we
You're
went
just giving them Aaron Rodgers.
Well, we went through the schedule the other day. I think they're gonna have Aaron Rodgers. Schedule the other day, we didn't know where it fell. We didn't know where it was situated.
Yeah.
I think Pittsburgh, if it were later in the year, I might pick Pittsburgh.
Right.
We knew they were coming to New England. Where they're getting them, it feels like a good spot, to be honest.
And, I mean, we've known the home and road teams for a long time now, and what was pretty remarkable is the home games are most of your easy opponents.
They're
so it's
a joke.
So I guess that's kind of good.
It's great.
You just have a better chance than some of those tough road games.
We're burying the lead here. You have 10 wins in the little playoffs.
Yeah.
I have 9 wins and sneaking into the playoffs. We're both taking over on 8.5, which I think is the over-under for the team,
most
to where you can shop.
Yep.
So go hammer that. This is a fair point, though, by the text line.
Uh-oh.
617-779-7937. You guys also had the Red Sox as a typo.
Red Sox, I get it.
In the World Series. That was me. I don't think Keith actually did.
No, I did not. I had him losing to Bobby Witt in the ALC ass.
So you had him in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah.
I take your record opinions with a grain of salt. Well, that's fine, sir. Although, or ma'am.
To be fair, sir, not to pat myself on the back, but somebody's got to do it. Last year, I was technically wrong. I predicted a 3-win season, and if they just lost the final game of the year like they should have, they would have been 100% right.
So you're patting yourself on the back for being wrong.
So close, though.
Okay.
But for being so close.
Gotcha.
Last couple of years, I've been all over it. I think I said 4 wins the year before, or five.
I think at one point I had about like 12 wins last year. So I
16.
I don't have a great track record personally when it comes to this. You can jump in. Your thoughts on the Patriots schedule. We broke it down for you in 60 seconds. You want to go on the clock? Have at it. 617-779-7937. Are we sure Brady's going to be in the building, by the way? We both said that. We sure about that?
That's another assumption.
You sure about that?
We assumed all these wins
and
losses.
Won't he be in the booth?
Say it again.
Won't he be in the booth?
I don't know.
No, it's a CBS game.
No, but he'll be in the booth somewhere.
He'll be in a booth.
Well, maybe not.
He shouldn't do that job.
They're unveiling a statue and, doing a whole thing, maybe not.
Take the day. Let Greg Olson do a game.
I mean, he should be up there anyway, but, you know.
We'll get to your feedback on the Patriots schedule release last night. We broke it down. You can see those momentarily at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram if you missed any of that. We'll also get back into the Celtics. Jaylen Brown leads them to a win last night. Why'd the Celtics look better without Tatum?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSC SIPC.
Be who I am. And I think that's it. You know, just be myself, come out, be aggressive, and, you know, get it done in multiple ways. You know, it's a team. We've always been a team. I've always preached team. I've done whatever, you know, to kind of push this team forward. So whatever is needed of me, you know, I'm excited to be able to, you know, facilitate in whatever role. So it could change each game, each night, defensively, offensively. But the goal is to just lead, just be myself.
I don't know how Nelly's dealing with the Tatum news.
That's got to be tough.
It's tough for all of St. Louis.
Uh-huh, no doubt.
Nelly and the St. Lunatics.
All of them. Chingy. I think I'm out.
Murphy Lee, of course.
Yeah.
I think you're sleeping on Murphy Lee over there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main St. Lunatics.
Right.
But yeah, I like that answer from Jaylen Brown. I tend to like listening to Jaylen after some of these games. And more importantly than anything he said, it's the way he came out and played in the second half. I think fans may forget because they ran New York out of the building in the third quarter and poured it on even more in the fourth, and it was a 20-point game. I think you kind of forget how close that game was and how well the Knicks were playing in the first half and how the Knicks were up 9, and the Celtics regrouped at halftime. Mazzulla shuffled his lineup, and Jaylen came out and I think led by example, diving on the floor and the way he was defending Brunson in that third quarter. I was surprised when I dug in on the advanced metrics and the matchup data. It wasn't as good as it looked. It felt like he was bothering Brunson and getting over screens on Brunson, and he wanted the Brunson matchup in that quarter. That's when Brunson picked up a million fouls. I think the way Jaylen came out after halftime, it's a huge, huge, huge reason they won that game last night.
Yeah, and it's funny. They went to the line a ton. Now, part of that is Brunson had 5 fouls. They went as a team to the line a ton, but they didn't hit a very high percentage.
Celtics,
so,
no.
Yeah, so like part of me was getting a little worried about that. It's like, all right, it's hard to pull away when Derek White missed 2 free throws in the quarter and Jaylen Brown missed 3 free throws and Drew Holiday missed the only one he took. You're like, wait, guys, like you got to kind of make them pay for this. But then they obviously were able to, and Derek White was hit a couple threes in the quarter, and that was also the monster Luke Kornet quarter where he plays wire to wire. So, again, it's funny. Jaylen Brown played such a great game. He actually didn't hit a shot in the third quarter, and that was the quarter which they turned things around. But he was really good in the second quarter.
I'm telling you, he played himself to exhaustion. Like he left the game because he was tell he was dragging because he was giving so much effort on the defensive end.
And that's one where you wonder if Mazzulla, like when they took him out in the fourth, if they weren't up by as much, would they have been able to do it?
What do you think? Good
you
question.
Know, like
right.
It made sense, and you're like, all right, get him out, give him a break. But
we haven't talked about this. Did you notice at the end of the game, it was like a staring contest between Mazzulla and Tibbs to get their guys out? Did you notice that? The Celtics were playing their guys, so there were like 2 minutes left. Until Tibbs waved the white flag, Mazzulla wouldn't do it. There was like
that's kind of a classic Mazzulla thing. I feel like even in the regular season, there are times where you're like, these guys are still out there.
I got to be honest. I've liked that in the past. Last night, when you're already down Tatum and you're going to be down Porzingis.
Playing with fire.
You do not need Jaylen landing on somebody's ankle in the final 3 minutes when you're up 20.
I feel like Mazzulla was on one last night. He was like screaming at Tony Brothers.
He was
trying to get teed up.
He almost got teed. That would have been a moronic situation where he got teed up.
Thank God they didn't spend time on the Brown Hart thing. Thank God. I was so when Jaylen Brown
reviewing it.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They did tee him up.
No. They teed him up, but they didn't spend an hour reviewing
it. Oh, got it.
I was like, guys, let's not. Even Reggie Miller was like, just, you know, double technical and move on, which thankfully that's what it was. Because that, you know them. Like, they'll look, well, was it a flagrant? Like, let me take a look. Like, that was quick.
No, I mean, look, I don't know. The Celtics won, so maybe I thought the refs were fine last night. Like, Kornet, they didn't hit Kornet with a flagrant.
I didn't like the Jalen Brunson steps on Al Horford's shoe and it's a foul on Horford. And they even reviewed it and they're like, yeah, foul. I'm like, what the hell?
But you might be, if you're a Knicks fan, you think you got a bad whistle because Brunson got 5 fouls in the third quarter. I would understand that. Brunson and Towns are in foul trouble. You got 40 free throws last night. 40.
Yeah, you were at the line a ton.
They shot 80% on free throws. So, I mean, in some ways, you got a good whistle last night. I don't know if that's going to carry over to game 6. How do you explain the record without Tatum? They're 10-2 without Tatum. I no one sent me the number. I tried to find it myself. Harlan said this more than once last night on the broadcast. They've won like 16 straight home games dating back multiple years, home games, without Tatum. How do you explain that? Does that speak to the Celtics and their overall talent? Does that speak to the quality of opponent they've played? Even New York is not, you know, some historically great team. It's just a good Eastern Conference team. So, like, how do you explain away their success without Tatum? Because they've been very successful without him.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a bunch of different things. I don't think it's one thing that stands out. They are very good. So, we talk about how deep they are. All right, you take one guy off, you're still very good. I think you could probably do that with every single player. you know, or their starters, let's say. You take a starter out, what's their record? Probably still pretty good. They have played in those 12 games not many great teams, right? They beat Orlando, who I don't think you'd call them great. I mean, they're a playoff team.
No, they're a playoff team, and they're a 500 team, and maybe they were better when they were fully healthy. But, yeah, they're not a great team by any means.
They beat Orlando, and actually they lost to – I think the two losses are both Orlando games.
Regular games, yep.
And so it was like Detroit regular season, Knicks last night, and then a bunch of really bad
Charlotte
teams.
Multiple
so
times.
So that's part of it. But I also think, all right, there are 20 shots, give or take, to be spread around to other guys who are capable of making them and capable of stepping up and having a good game. You have guys that can step up. You have an all NBA caliber or a constant all-star as your next guy up. So this isn't like, you know, Trae Young goes down for the Hawks and you're like, all right, guys, let's step up. It's like, well, we're trying. Like there's not this huge drop off in talent, even though he's clearly their best player.
The great barrier thief can only do so much.
He can only get you a steal.
So I don't want to go too far with like their style of play without Tatum because they still hooked up 49 threes and they made 22, and you're going to win a lot of games when you're hitting 45% of your threes and you make 22 of them. But I do feel like the ball moved better. I do feel like Jaylen made a concerted effort not to settle for threes. He only took 5 on 17 shots, and one of the ones he made, I don't think he wanted to shoot. He took forever to line it up and was waiting for the defense to come get him. They never did, so he shot it. So I do think they play a bit differently offensively, more balanced. You know, Tatum's not bringing the ball up and wearing down the whole shot clock. Holiday, when he wasn't in foul trouble in the first half, was bringing the ball up quite a bit. I think there are stylistic differences. I think they play differently without Tatum in a lot of ways.
Yeah, plus they're not just thinking, all right, Tatum's got us. Like on this possession, like he's got it.
You said this earlier, it's true. The human nature late in the shot clock is, well, Tatum's just going to give it to him. We'll 5 or 6 seconds left, get out of Tatum's way, he's going to figure it out. And you didn't see a lot of that last night. Mm-hmm. So, look, I don't think they're a better team without Tatum. You're a true championship contender without Tatum. Even I don't think that, but I think they do play differently. I think even people who want to defend Tatum and, you know, he's way better than we give him credit for, they play differently without him, and it's worked. They're 10-2 without him, and that's getting harder and harder to ignore, especially when you're 2-0 this postseason. 617-779-7937. Clint is in Boston, wants to discuss the Patriots' schedule. Go ahead,
right.
Clint.
Hey, guys. How's it going? You're going to see a theme here with my predictions. We're going to go rookie left tackle versus elite pass rusher. So Raiders, sorry, that's going to be a loss. Tom Brady, Max Crosby, going to find a way to spoil that. Going to go down to Florida, take an L there, come back home, take an L to the Steelers with T.J. Watt.
On the clock.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, now, Clint, I'm sorry. If we knew you were going to predict the whole schedule, we were going to put you on the clock. Do you want to go on the clock, Clint?
Because you can't just have
forever.
All right, okay. Let's clock them.
Okay, let's throw them on the clock. Here you go.
Let me know when to go.
Clint in Boston, go.
Go.
All right, Raiders with a loss, elite pass rush, rookie left tackle. Going to go down to Florida, take an L there. Come back, same thing, elite pass rush against rookie left tackle, the Steelers, that's a loss. We're going to win against the Panthers. We're going to lose against the Bills, beat the Saints, beat the Titans, going to lose to the Browns. Myles Garrett's going to be too much to handle. Beat the Falcons, going to surprise everybody down in Tampa. Come back, beat the Jets, lose to the Bengals, beat the Giants. Going to steal one from the Bills late in the season. The team will be yelling.
He's got a win over Buffalo.
Yeah.
A win over Tampa, but losses to Cleveland and
how many wins was that?
The Raiders. I don't know. He didn't complete the thought in 30 seconds. You only got 30 seconds there, guy. You got to pick it up.
He only played 14 games.
His main point was he doesn't feel any better about Will Campbell in the offensive line and elite pass rushers and pass rushers.
Justified concern, would you say?
Are going to get to the Patriots. I think it's a justified concern.
Yeah.
My bigger wide receiver room is still a big question for me. My bigger question is, do you have a left tackle?
Yeah, I
think you're better than you were a year ago. Is Will Campbell a left tackle?
But is he better than what you
so.
Had? Now,
yes.
The argument we had before is that doesn't mean that's worth the 4th overall pick. But just for this team alone, what you saw last year versus what you see this year, like I think your offensive line is better.
He's better than what you have. Vidarian Lowe had no shot. He had no shot against Myles Garrett.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, fine, he's better. Is this guy going to be able to block Myles Garrett? My answer would still be no.
Probably not.
He's got
most
a better chance
can.
Than Vidarian Lowe. The answer is no.
Yeah. What about Deontay Jacobs? You like him out there at left tackle?
Demontre Jacobs?
Whatever.
Do I like him out there?
No, it doesn't matter.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
We have some in-house candidates as well.
We do.
Yeah.
Joe's in the car. Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So, yeah, I think the reason they play better without Tatum is because Brown's a little baby, and he can't be the number two when Tatum's there. He's got to try to control things. I see him all the time looking at a wide-open Tatum and not passing it, still trying to charge through four guys, passing it out. And then when Tatum's there, he's like, okay, it's my team. I get to show people this. He should just play that way as the number two. They'd be almost unstoppable if he realized his role.
It's almost like if he played like a conference finals MVP or NBA finals MVP, they could win the title with Jalen as the number two.
Yeah,
it's almost like that.
Yeah, that's what's weird. Like the extremes, like one's way better than the other or one's better without the other. So it's the like, reason, I thought we already did this.
The reason they played better without Tatum and they by again, win percent. These are just facts. I don't like to deal in hot takes, Keith. Okay, that's
Thank
not my
God.
Style. I just like to dabble in the numbers, the facts.
Yes.
Okay.
You make
your own decisions out there, okay. But they do have a higher winning percentage this year without Tatum than with him. The reason for that, according to the caller,
they also have a higher winning percentage without Brown than,
but lower than Tatum without Tatum.
Yes. So crunch those numbers.
15-4 and 10-2. It's pretty close, isn't it?
Might be
it's
same.
Lower. I did this math last night. It's lower. It's like 790 versus 833.
We're a big math show. So.
Yeah. No, I just deal with the facts.
Be specific.
But, no, the reason is because Jalen's just jealous of Tatum the whole time. That's why they play better without him. Jalen gets what he always wanted.
Disagree.
You're not with that.
And I'll admit, for 5 years, I was one of those guys that was like, hey, split.
Can they play together?
They don't assist on any of each other's buckets. Yeah. But then that went away. That's changed. I feel like.
Yeah, then they won a championship, and it's.
I feel like was it Udoka's first year where that changed, where they were like, wow, they actually do pass to each other?
Well, it was Marcus Smart that started that.
Also an issue. He was also an issue. You got rid of him, and then
he was like they just want to score. They don't want to pass. Marcus Smart had the whole post game.
That
thing.
Was the Udoka. I know exactly what you're talking about. That was the Udoka season early on in the year,
and then they figured it out. I think so. I mean, maybe this is the hot take. I'd keep them together.
I'm not breaking. No, I mean most.
I'm starting to think these guys maybe can play together.
Most people want to trade Jalen for Cooper Flagg and tank next year without Tatum and try to get AJ DeBanta, and then that's your team 2 years. That is what a lot of people want to do. I don't want to do that.
I guess. I think we're just so used to.
You're pretty good without Tatum, if you haven't noticed.
Right.
I think they could be a good team next year. And, oh, by the way, I think they're going to win this series against New York without him. So I personally would keep them together and not break it up.
All right.
Maybe that is the hot take.
That
is right.
That's the hottest one of all.
I don't like to dabble in those.
Keep them together.
It's not my style.
Too hot.
But, you
get
know.
Get some water in here.
Every once in a while, it's fun to have a spicy take.
Make those guys try to pass the ball. They don't want to pass the ball.
They don't want to pass it to you.
People defended him on that. People were like, oh, he's just being a good leader. Clown.
617. Yeah. Knocked out some shots, maybe they give him the ball.
779-7937. We'll get to more of your feedback on the Celtics. We'll get back into Porzingis as well. I don't think you can play him for the rest of these playoffs. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You've always trusted your core lineup. You don't change like the main lineup a ton. You trust your top players. So making the switch going away from KP for the second half, just how difficult of a decision has it been kind of maybe evaluating that throughout the series and then making that call tonight?
He couldn't breathe. And, so he was available if absolutely necessary. And so, that was just a decision between me and him. He was having just difficulties breathing, but he wanted to be out there and if we absolutely needed him, we would have been able to go to him and rely on him.
I said this earlier, but I want to kind of parse out that comment from Mazzulla. He couldn't breathe. Mazzulla, yep. Talking about Porzingis. You need it. You need it for the game. But he's also cleared in an emergency. So, if you want to really just dig into that, I think he's saying he didn't have his wind and he doesn't look right. And, we can all see that. But he can't breathe. It just makes it sound way worse than it is. And I think he's trying to do Porzingis a solid there when in reality they benched him. Mm-hmm. They benched him last night, mm-hmm. is what I think. And maybe he won't be cleared and we'll get a medical update and, I'll look like an a-hole. But when Mazzulla says he can play in an emergency, to me that means he's cleared. He started the game. So I think they benched him. I don't think it's that he couldn't breathe, quote unquote. I think he got benched, and I think Mazzulla deserves a lot of credit for that. I didn't expect Porzingis to never play again in the second half at halftime. I didn't think he was giving him much in the first half.
Right.
I wasn't completely surprised when he didn't start the half. I was shocked when Cornette played the whole third quarter. I was even more shocked when Cornette played spectacularly in the third quarter. But I think they benched him. I don't think it was a medical thing. I think they benched him, which is related to his overall health, but he's been playing in these games. He's clearly not right.
He has. He's been terrible.
But he's cleared to play.
Yeah, he's been terrible. And so he starts this game, too. The first game without Tatum in this series, anyway. So he starts and is struggling and can't do anything. And it's really, he's standing out because he's the only guy not playing well. Right? Like, if he was on the Knicks, he might have blended in. But he's playing with this. Everybody was playing pretty well in the Celtics. True. And you're like, oh, this guy is not helping him. And then that third quarter where you sit Porzingis, Cornette starts the half and turns into a folk hero with an unbelievable – his five block shots in the third quarter alone.
Unreal.
So you're like, this guy's playing better than Porzingis. There's no need to rush Porzingis. And whether, like you said, whether he's medically cleared or not, you go with the hot hand, which was Cornette. And Porzingis, this isn't, unfortunately, a one-off for him. Last year, he just wasn't available, so you're like, all right, he's in street clothes, he's not playing. This year, it's this weird thing where he had like a kind of a mystery illness early in the year, missed a bunch of games. Now he's back for the playoffs, so he's allowed to play, but you're not playing him the same way that you used to. You're having him come off the bench, and he's been awful in this series.
He was so bad last
night. He had a couple of games against Orlando where you're like, he might be helpful.
He's the only minus player last night, I think, for the Celtics.
Yeah, that's
even like JD Davidson and guys like that came
in. Well, those guys were filling it up when they came in.
Like, he's the only minus player. And I, look, plus minus isn't the end all be all, but he was minus 12. I think in that case, that's a pretty You win telling by
25 and you're minus 12.
And it's pretty telling for how bad he specifically was. He gave you nothing.
He was taken away. He was not helping you at all. And so, you know, this whole series I thought was going to be a good matchup for him. But I think his health or whatever it is he's dealing with is what's letting him down. But now you have no room for error. So you really can't go back to him. And I don't think you need to because you have Luke Kornet now that can step up and play the same minutes. I'm not saying he has the same production, but you can give him the same minutes as he did before.
Dark and Stormy Night says, I'm the unicorn now.
Yeah, Kornet. Like, I got this.
I think we got a text about this earlier. Luke Garnett is what they were calling
Luke Garnett. That's fine. He's playing like him.
I mean, that third quarter, yeah. If you told me that was Kevin Garnett inhabiting his body, I wouldn't know any better. The way he was out there.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the unicorn now.
No, it is weird, though, like, because we don't know what it is. And so if Porzingis talks to the trainers, runs through a few tests, they're like, yeah, you're good to go. But then you see him. Like, what are the tests? Like, we're watching him play. Like, this isn't a shell of himself.
So, look, maybe today is not the day for this discussion. Like, yesterday we were talking about what sort of changes happened to get under the tax and everything. And I was like, well, if you know you're not going to have Tatum, I think I kind of want Porzingis on the team next year with Jalen. I'm back out on that.
Unfortunately, you can't.
I said before I was fatigued with the experience. The Tatum injury shook me. Moment of weakness. No. Porzingis, I don't know what on earth anybody will give you for him. But since he's in the final year of his deal, he probably has some value. Just the contract probably has value. Mm-hmm. And maybe somebody could talk themselves into it. That's the piece you peel off. After this, he can't stay healthy. I don't even know that it's his fault. I don't think it is.
No, God, no.
But he can't stay healthy. He's not out there when it matters, ever. Ray's in Cumberland. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, what's up, Jones and Keith? Big fan of the show. Jones, last night was great. I was sitting courtside with all your boys, Aztec, Gino, the guy with the chicken on his head, etc. It was a good time. But nice. The one stat I wanted to read to you that Cerrone Battle dropped last night is Luke Kornet is the only player in NBA history to come off the bench with 10 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 blocks and not to miss a field goal attempt. Just wanted to share that with the show. Have a good day.
Okay.
How about that?
Greatest performance.
Only 10-9-7 guy without missing a shot.
Perhaps. Maybe John Lyons have that stat. You can listen nights on WEEI after
that's
these
what
games.
I was listening to.
Yeah, I was locked in. I must have missed that stat.
Yep.
But, okay. Well, that's a good little stat from our guy, Ray.
All right.
Ray likes to tweet the show.
Ray tweets the show a tremendous amount.
He does. Ray likes to tweet the show. I didn't quite realize that was Ray. I always forget what town he's from. Ray in Cumberland.
He will often tweet the show.
Sometimes many, many, many times in the same show. But he did tweet quite a bit that he was sitting with Aztec Gino. And we know him as Nard Dog.
Yeah.
You might know him as Chicken Hat Guy.
It must be a high roller to sit with those guys.
Has to be.
Might be doing all right. They're on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, it was
a cheap ticket last night.
Yeah.
Because one thing I will say.
My guess is Game 7 would be a little bit pricier.
I was going to say, Game 7 will be very different. Yeah. But Knicks fans, make no mistake, kind of took over the Garden last night.
Yeah,
it wasn't like.
Including
it was
their leader, Paul Atreides.
Yeah, Chalamet was right there.
Yeah.
Portnoy and Chalamet were like a few seats away from each other. But Knicks fans kind of took over. You were hearing Deuce McBride chants, for God's sakes.
It was terrible. Like, Knicks you can't fans, have it.
So
can't
don't have it. Don't tell me like Celtics fan. I mean, Ray did his part. He bought a ticket. Nard Dog, Aztec Gino, we know that.
Balcony Gino, I'm sure.
Cosman Caveway. Caveman Causeway, rather.
Bob Marley.
What was that? 3-2-1.
Don't worry about it.
Moses Moody, 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 Moses Moody, Moody, Moody.
But, make no mistake. Knicks fans were taking over the Garden last night. It wasn't like it was some super hostile environment.
I think that, but they also have a chance because they're going to be super into it tomorrow night, the Knicks fans.
Yeah.
But they also have a chance to get pretty nervous.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They have a chance to be pretty nervous.
Chalamet, Stiller. Yeah, Tracy Morgan puking all over the floor. Yep.
Christine Taylor, put some respect on her name.
No, she never gets any credit.
Never. They
Kylie Jenner.
Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
They haven't been to a conference final in 25 years, so they're going to be feeling it.
Potential to get tight.
In fact, they bring out all those guys from the 2000 team like they're something. Like, here they are.
It's Chris Childs.
Like, Chris Childs is there? Of course he is.
Charlie Ward.
Hubert Davis, Mark Jackson.
Yeah, now are we bleeding the teams together? Or is that right?
At one point they had a million guards. You're like, what are you doing with all these guards?
Yeah.
They had too many guards.
Otis Thorpe. Is he on those teams?
I don't think so. No, he was on the Rock. He played against him in the finals.
Yeah,
he was on the Rockets.
There you go. That was it.
I'm thinking like Grandmama, Larry Johnson, Marcus Camby, Kurt Thomas.
Nice team.
Kurt Thomas, big scorer in college.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, TCU, I believe.
Wild eyes on that guy.
Yeah.
They're pointing everywhere.
I don't know which where what's going on.
617-779-7937. You were right, by the way. It was Todd McCullough.
Todd McCullough.
Well, we're talking random basketball players, not confused with the random baseball player. You were right. It was Todd McCullough. It was not Jim McElvain.
Thank you.
Who was on those Sonics teams.
Right.
We'll get back to your phone calls here. What adjustments does Missoula have to make for Game 6? What lineup changes would you make, especially if Porzingis won't be out there? That's next. Cosman Caveway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.